Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders podcast episode. I'm the host, the Rough Rider. This is part two of Trump casino bankruptcies, five of them since 1984 to 2014. Let's get right to it. Trump's agreements with the New York lenders and the two casino bankruptcies in those years being 1990 to 1993, still left Mr. Trump personally responsible for more than $100 million in debt. And his agreements had only delayed the day of reckoning, the next bankruptcy, to June 30, 1995. He dealt with that danger by first shifting, by first shifting much of his personal debt onto where else? Onto his casinos, and then onto where else? A new group. Yes, shareholders. One came in 1993 when his company sold more junk bonds, something he said he would never do. He didn't like junk bonds, but it didn't stop him from selling them, adding another $100 million in debt to the Trump Plaza Casino. More than half of the new money went to pay off Mr. Trump's unrelated personal loans. Then in June 1995, the day of reckoning, the bankruptcy, June 30, 1995, with the risk of being forced into bankruptcy just weeks away, Trump shifted ownership of the Plaza Casino into a new publicly traded company, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts. In the initial public offering, 10 million shares were sold at $14 a share. At the same time, the company also sold another $155 million in junk bonds at a 15.5% interest rate. Remember, Mr. Trump ostensibly hated junk bonds, but in reality, continuing on, becoming a public company burdened Mr. Trump with the responsibility of putting shareholders' interests first, but Trump, the largest shareholder and chairman of the board, could generally meet that obligation by obtaining approval from his board of directors and disclosing financial details in security filings. The board's three outside members were widely seen as bowing to his wishes. But of course, he's the Donald. A week after the initial public offering, the new company began using some of the almost $300 million it had raised to, guess what? Clear Mr. Trump's personal debts. During his financial pinch 2 years earlier, Chemical Bank had forced Mr. Trump to give up his ownership of the Trump Regency, a hotel next to the Trump Plaza. He held an option to buy it back for $60 million, which included debt on the hotel and $35.9 million that he personally owed the bank from his purchase of a Manhattan property. The new company exercised that option, but of course they bought the Regency back, in effect transferring Mr. Trump's debt to its own balance sheet. So much for shareholders. Then in 1996, and so much for, you know, company debt versus Trump personal debt. Then in 1996, the public company issued yet more stock and sold. Hang on to your hats. Sit down. Get a load of this next figure. Sold $1.1 billion in junk bonds. The money was used in part to pay off $330 million in bonds on the Plaza Casino that had been guaranteed by a company Mr. Trump controlled, as well as almost $30 million that Mr. Trump personally owed to two banks. And also, the company also bought the remaining two casinos, the Trump Taj Mahal and Trump Castle. Mr. Trump celebrated his 50th birthday that June at the Taj Mahal with the Beach Boys on stage. A flurry of news articles said he was back. Some even quoted Mr. Rothman, the analyst whom Trump had gotten fired, giving Mr. Trump credit for turning things around. But some analysts and the stock market saw the, I mean, get a load of this next figure. the $525 million, that's over half a billion, that the public company paid just for one of his casinos, the Trump Castle, is way too much. The stock began a long slide, falling from about $35 a share before the sale to $12 a share months later. Obviously, shareholders sued, alleging that the Castle's purchase price, which included roughly $175 million in cash to Mr. Trump's private holding company, had been a, quote, gross and unjustified, unquote, sweetheart deal for Mr. Trump. He later settled the suit. Well, sounds familiar. Another crucial deadline came in 1998. Mr. Trump personally owed $13.5 million to Donaldson, Lupkin, and Genrec, the investment bank that had underwritten the initial public offering in 1995. Under the terms of that loan, he was in danger of defaulting because the stock price of Trump hotels and casino resorts had fallen so low. A default would have made him lose control of the company. Instead, the casino company lent him the money to pay back the bankers. Wow. A shareholder sued, accusing the board of directors of breaching its fiduciary responsibility. I think so. Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts is a casino and entertainment company, the lawsuit filed in 1999 said. Quote, it is not in the business of loaning money. The company desperately needed and needs cash to shore up its deteriorating financial condition, period, unquote. Of course, the suit was dropped in 2000, comma, shortly after Mr. Trump paid the company back, period. Same old, same old. Still, Mr. Trump made money receiving $1 million a year for what was essentially a part-time job. In 1996, he was paid a $5 million bonus. For what? The public company lent him $3 million to cover costs he had incurred while exploring whether to open a casino in Indiana, then forgave the loan when the stock met price targets. The public company, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, collapse began in 1999, just 3 years after spending about $60 million to buy back the former Trump Regency Hotel and pumping millions for renovations. The company closed it. The company spent another $26 million to demolish that building, and they took a $125 million write-off. Woo, this guy's playing all the angles. In 2000, the next year, Mr. Trump fired the chief executive of Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts and installed himself in the role, promising he would turn things around. The share price at this time was hovering near a whopping $3. Stock price is always a concern, Mr. Trump told the Associated Press at that time. I was focused very much on my Manhattan real estate over the last number of years. Now I'm going to be focused much more in Atlantic City. It sounds like his campaign, presidential campaign today. He wasn't worried about raising money. He only has $1.3 million cash on hand compared to Hillary's $53 million. But today he says, well, now it's time to change and pivot and get serious. That's Trump. The guy's a bullshitter from A to Z. That concludes today's episode, podcast episode from Rough Riders Radio. I'm the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide, and the fucking GOP are permanently immersed in their self-induced formaldehyde.